how you take pride, how personally will you take it this week when you just start to hear all talk about Andy and his job security?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of been that way, though. I mean, it's been that way. You know, last week, I don't think anything's going to change. You just can't listen to it. You can't let it bother you. And, you know, we'll see tomorrow.
You think everybody, I mean, there's a lot of guys on this team that weren't drafted by Andy, came in the last year or two. Do you think they kind of get it as much as the guys were? And,
what do you mean, get it?
Just understand what's at stake and the idea that a guy...
Yeah, I mean, everyone understands. Everyone understands what's at stake. And, you know, we got to get better. We got to start coming together as a family and as a team and start winning ball games. That's what we're here for.
So the hard reason for you and for fans to think that could happen, I think...
What can happen?
You've lost five in a row. I think this thing can be turned around at this point.
What makes me think it can be turned around? The athletes and the guys we have in this room. I know them all really well. I know what everyone's capable of. And everyone in here, we have so many weapons. We just got to start clicking. And once we start clicking, like the last four games of last year, we're unstoppable.
Is it too late? You lost five in a row?
No, not too late. Not too late. Uh-uh. And you can't have that attitude going in next week anyway.
Riley, hard to believe you lost five in a row.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever lost five games in a row. It's definitely hard to believe the amount of time and effort and preparation we put into things. It's definitely hard to believe, and you know, it hurts.
Did you lose five games in college altogether?
Altogether, yeah. I think I lost seven games my 4 years.
Sorry for being through this before, but do you know what happened on the punt return?
What's that? I don't know what happened. No, I just went down there and I just tried to take out the lead blocker. He was coming at me. I just tried to lay him out.
With all the struggles the team had the Reds on Monday, you know, I know it's a losing effort at the end, but to get that and to take it upon yourself to end that streak, how big was that for you?
The
red zone touchdown, yes. Just for the struggles the team had offensively in the red zone, for you to take it upon yourself to be the one to snap.
I don't know if I took it upon myself. It was all coach, man. You know, coach put me in, gave me the opportunity to go in and make a play, and he's been talking about it all week. I want you to go up and get it, and it felt good to finally come down with one.
This team has struggled in the early offensive drives, especially first drives. It was the first points all season. What did it mean? I know it's all for naught, but what did it mean to get that early spark?
We came out on fire, man. We were firing on all cylinders. We were marching it down the field, and we got that score, and we thought it was going to be that way all game.